It's time now for the S Squared Podcast, presented by PFC Audio Video. Here now are your hosts, Mike Segovia and John Strage.
Welcome to the S Squared Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Segovia. My co-host, John Strage, is away, so I will be anchoring the show today. And today, we have a special edition of the podcast, as on this episode, we are talking Colorado high school playoff football. We're going to be previewing the 2A quarterfinal playoff game between the Severance Silver Knights and the TCA Titans. Severance comes in with a record of 8-2 as they defeated Platte Valley 35-7 in their opening round playoff game last Saturday. The 9-0 TCA Titans took care of business as they beat the Northfield Nighthawks 42-6. TCA comes in ranked number 3, while Severance boasts a ranking of number 6. Coming up on the show, we have a special guest, TCA coach Robert Thomason. But before we get into the interview, some of you may be asking yourselves, I don't know much about the school Severance. Also, where is Severance located at? Well, Severance is a statutory town in Weld County, Colorado. The population is estimated at 5,500 residents, and the town is located on the Colorado Eastern Plains, northwest of Greeley. A post office in Severance has been in operation since 1894. The community was named after David Severance, a pioneer settler. Rocky Mountain oysters are a regional dish, and they are served at Bruce's Bar, a local landmark. I think I'll pass on that. Thank you very much. The Windsor Reservoir rests just 2 miles to the west of Severance and is a known viewpoint along the Colorado Birding Trail. Not to be confused with Windsor Reservoir, Windsor Lake, 6 miles south of Severance in the town of Windsor, is home to hiking trails around the perimeter of the lake, swim beach, boating, and a dog park. Weld County, including nearby Severance, has also become a popular area for waterfowl hunting, including goose, duck, and dove. Okay, now let's get to our interview today with Coach Robert Thomason. Coach Robert has coached at TCA for 6 years, and he is the running back and defensive line coach. Coach Thomason, thanks so much for joining me on the S Squared Podcast.
Mike, it is an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Severance Silver Knights?
You know, I'll be honest with you, Mike. Severance is a pretty good football team. As you know, that they haven't been around a long time. I think their program got up off the ground in 2019. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they've had 2 or 3 varsity seasons. It hasn't been many. But they've won a playoff game last week. They're in the playoffs and progressed in the playoffs. For a team that's never been to the playoffs to come in and actually win a game, that speaks pretty highly of that team. Mm-hmm. So a little bit about Severance. I really think that Severance is they're 8-2 on the year. Their two losses are to the two teams that are ranked 1 and 2 in our class 2A. In the playoffs. That's the way they were seeded. Number 1, Eaton, they lost to. Shut out by Eaton. And then it was a pretty competitive game against Resurrection Christian, which is a great team in and of itself, both those top two teams. So those are what we call good losses. So they're 8-2. They're a young program. They got a solid coaching staff. I got really, really high respect. Those guys don't really know what they're doing. You can see it when you watch film. It'll be a real test for us, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Now, who are some of their key players to watch out for?
You know, on the offensive line, number 55, their left tackle, he's got a lot of size on him. He looks like he's going to be able to mash a little bit, and he plays with a little bit of a mean streak, which is going to be a great test for our right defensive end, which is Dylan Glorioso. I'm really excited about that matchup. Dylan's a great athlete. And I think it'll be a fun battle to watch. So number 55, their quarterback, number 4, mm-hmm. is a senior, 6'4". He's really tall. He's got a pretty decent arm. He's not as accurate deep as I think that he could be. But he's able to drive the bus, so to speak, and runs the option all right. And when he has to scramble or when he's on a play action pass, he does that pretty well as well. Occasionally, they'll bring in a sophomore quarterback, number 17, and he's pretty good. You know, he's still pretty raw. According to Max Preps, his height, he's only 6 foot tall, but that's tall enough to get it done. I don't think Drew Brees was 6 foot, so and Kyler Murray certainly isn't 6 foot. So height is you don't have to be tall to be effective, but when you're 6'4", like their starter is, number four, it really gives you an advantage to see over the line and see down the field. And that's one of the things. Both their tackles are really tall. They've got a running back, number two, that's not a bad guy. He gets the job done. And then we've got two receivers. Number 20 is pretty decent. And number 11 really, though, makes it go. And so if you're a fan in the stands, we're really going to have to pay attention to where 11 is and what he's doing and how, you know, anytime he goes in motion, he's very quick. And he can turn a game for him pretty fast. So and when I say turn a game in their favor pretty fast. He's dynamic. It's fun. It'll be a really good test for us and to see where we're at. And I'm excited for the challenge.
Indeed. Nothing like a good challenge, sir. How has your preparation been this week for the game?
Hey, it's been fantastic, Mike. I'll be really honest. Kids are watching film. We're fortunate, you know, at the Classical Academy, these kids, it's a highly academic school, so they're used to putting in the hours of studying. Mm-hmm. And they're watching film. They're paying attention. They're doing a lot of self-study to figure out, and when I say self-study, not of themselves, but at home on their own. Mm-hmm. Practice has been great. The really nice thing is because the game is on Saturday, it really kind of gave us an extra day of practice this week. So we're able to lift on Monday and install game plan. As coaches, we got together on Sunday to break down film and review and begin to put that game plan together. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are all days of implementation. So we're on the field. Doing individual, doing a lot of team, you know, prepping for all aspects of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. You know, we'll have our walkthrough on Friday, and then we'll be ready to roll on Saturday. Kids look good. They're pretty loose. So I think they're good.
Well, that is good to hear, and I know you guys do a great job of getting the guys ready. Now, you know, some people might say that we really haven't been tested as a football team this year. Whether that's true or not, do you think that this is the week that the Titans get their first real test?
So I can understand how people would think that of the 9 games we've played this year, Mike, or at least this fall, it's almost like you forget that you played a full season back in the spring because of COVID. In this fall, we've played 9 games. We've won them all. Only 2 games we haven't won by 40 points. And, you know, in the last several games, we put a running clock on the team, you know, before halftime. And so this team really comes out of the gate fast. And so I can see how somebody might say we really haven't been tested. But, you know, of our 9 wins, 4 of those have been against playoff teams in 2A. And one of those teams is still playing now in the second round. You know, we were fortunate to be able to beat Elizabeth. We beat them 42-13. And so it was a similar type situation. We were able to get out of the gate and get on them pretty quick. And I believe it was about 21-0 after the first quarter. And they hung in there and they fought valiantly. And we've got a really good team. So when someone says we haven't been tested, I kind of look at that and say, well, there's somebody else in the second round of playoffs, and they went all the way to Bayfield from Elizabeth, and they shut out that Bayfield offense down there in the Four Corners area, which is not an easy thing to do. That's about a 5.5-hour bus ride, and then on top of that, getting out and playing that game. You know, also, I joked a little bit a minute ago about the springtime, but this essentially we have a very, very similar team that we had in the spring. And in the springtime, we lost a state championship to a very good Rifle Bears team. A game, personally, and I'm biased, I feel like we should have won. But at the same time, we were challenged. And what was great to see is the way these boys responded, you know, in the midst of that challenge with 6 minutes left to go in the game, being down by 9 points, and they came roaring back. You know, there's a, you know, you can't ever underestimate the heart of a champion, and these boys have a heart of a champion. And so when you see that and realize that, you watch them play, you know, it's there. So when people talk about how we haven't been tested, I can understand that, but I don't necessarily agree with it.
You know, I've been thinking about that state final that was played last March, and, you know, the game we lost by 1 point, 35-34. And I've actually had some sleepless nights.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Do you think that game has been a motivating factor, a kind of rallying call, if you would, as they've played this season and have sought to get back to the state final and to win it all this year?
You know, I'll tell you a quick story, Mike, back in the springtime. So, as you know, my oldest child, my son, is a senior on the team with your son, who's a senior on the team. And I was on the way home from school with him. We were just driving together, and he had needed me to pick him up. So I picked him up. We were driving home, and it was at late May after the state championship game, about a week, maybe a week and a half afterwards. We're driving along, and he gets really, really thoughtful. And I look over at him. I said, "Hey, what are you thinking about?" And, you know, at the end of that game against Rifle, we all took a picture with that silver trophy, you know, and that was a tough moment because we felt like we should have won that game. It was a tough loss. That was a hard one. And he's staring out the window, and he turned around, and he looked me square in the eye, and he said, "Dad," he said, "that silver trophy's cool and all, but it comes in gold." You know, and I said, "Yeah, yeah, son. Now go get it."
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, they don't give those out.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go earn it. And that's been the attitude of this team this entire season. They have a singular focus. They want to win that golden trophy. We've got a silver one. We know what that's like. But there's a gold one that's still out there that we left on the field in Pueblo. And to have the opportunity to earn that again against the kind of teams that we're coming up against, it's a worthy opponents, difficult opponents. We realize what we have to do each week to get back to Pueblo. And once you get there, it's gonna be a dogfight. But we really are excited about the opportunity. And yes, it has been a motivating factor. Every single week we focus on that week at hand. We need to take care of that opponent. We respect all of our opponents. But at the end of the day, getting to the first round, getting to the second round, those are great things. But we want to get all the way to Pueblo.
Absolutely. That's what you want to do. You want to get back to Pueblo. And I've seen the fire in the team this year. As we wrap things up, can you share with our listeners some of the key things that you have emphasized this week with the players as they've prepared for this quarterfinal playoff matchup?
You know, it's really interesting. There's a couple of coaching points that we really emphasized, you know, in terms of reading our keys, making sure we're, you know, in terms of as a defense, there's a couple of things we really got to be aware of, especially the things they do on the offensive line and the way their quarterback handles the ball. We just need to make sure that we're on point. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, on offense, one of the things we have to handle is they love to blitz. They love to blitz, and they love to create chaos.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be something that we really have to handle, and we may struggle to handle at first. We got to have a lot of faith in our offensive line coach and our offensive line. Those are solid individuals, and I think that they're all going to pull their weight pretty well on Saturday. At least I'm biased that way. I believe they will. But Severance is going to make it really tough, and so it's going to be difficult. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we want to focus on, though, psychologically, outside of just the X's and O's, is we want to play our game. We want to be who we are. All right, and we throw the ball well, and we catch and run with that ball well, and we tote the rock pretty well. And so we want these young men to savor the moments because this is the playoffs and anything can happen. And even though we're driving to Pueblo and trying to get there, you know, the ball, it's football. It doesn't bounce like a basketball. It may bounce the wrong way occasionally. And so, you know, you got to be prepared for that. But our young men, I think, are resilient, as evidenced by the way that they have attacked summer weight program as they prepared for this season after a loss at the state championship game. But a couple of the other things psychologically is these guys really love each other and they cheer for each other. You know, I mean, they're not. It's pretty unique when people get selfish or they're unselfish towards each other. There's a genuine excitement when someone else does well. And so you see it every day in practice, how they encourage each other, how they love on each other, how they pick each other up. You know, that's the stuff that championship teams are made out of, but it's also the stuff that makes incredible future husbands and fathers and community leaders and individuals that are going to be, you know, contribute to society in great ways. And so we're fortunate on this team. We got some really good young men.
Yeah, for sure. Coach Robert, thank you so much for taking some time to join me on the show today.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you again for having me on. I'm looking forward to Saturday.
Yes, we are as well. And this game will be played this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Classical Academy. The cost for admission is $8 for adults and $5 for students and seniors. We do recommend that you get there early as we expect a full crowd. Well, thanks for joining me for this special playoff edition of the S Squared podcast. And we look forward to seeing you again next time.
That will do it for this edition of the S Squared podcast with Mike Segovia and John Strege. This show is brought to you by PFC Audio Video. Find out how you can start your own podcast at pfcaudiovideo.com. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next edition of the S Squared podcast.